and two meals made from cornbread meal. Yeah.
What's that for now?
It's good for anybody sick.
An invalid like. Did you ever have it?
A meal soup.
Chicken broth.
Oh. I've eaten cornmeal soup.
Yeah. I never heard of that before.
Well, I used to when they give the children around the mess in the spring of the year, the first meal or two they got was cornmeal soup. Because they didn't give them nothing strong.
To settle their stomach.
That's right. Mm-hmm. You know, a little cornmeal soup.
Okay. What do you call a round, flat pastry about so big with a hole in the middle?
What is it? Donut. Yeah, donut.
Okay, and is it the same thing when it's made with yeast as when it's just made with baking powder?
I would think so.
Okay. What do you call round, flat cakes that you have for breakfast?
Okay.
Okay. And if you put, if it's made from flour, still?
Batter cake or pancake.
Yeah. But you call, sometimes you just call them hoe cake if it's made with meal or flour?
Yeah, if it's just flat on the side of a little hoe cake, baby, you just call it a hoe cake.
Okay.
Hoe cake biscuit and hoe cake cornbread.
Okay. Do you ever say pancakes?
Oh, yeah.
But flapjacks?
Yeah, we have them every once in a while now.
Which word would you be more likely if you were having breakfast in the morning and you saw them there on your plate? You might say, well, we're having, which word would you use?
I'll have to say, well, gal, you got pancakes or you got flapjacks.
Either one. Okay. What do you call, sir?
Ain't no telling about me. I just started.
Okay, either one of them, huh? What do you call meat from the side of a hog? Salted but not smoked.
It's side meat.
Okay. And what do you call a pressed meat loaf made from hog joel or hog's head?
Souse.
Okay. What do you call the hard thing in the middle of a cherry?
Seed.
And is it the same thing if it's a peach?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And do you have a different word for a peach? Who's when the meat clings to the seed real hard?
Well, one's a clear seed and the other one's not a clear seed.
Okay. You have a word for that other one?
The press.
The press feed?
Press, okay. Tell me about some of the beans that you have around here that you cook that don't have to be shelled.
Well, you get a snap bean. That while it's green and tender, you just break it up, you know, and it's a little string in there. You pull it off and throw them in the pot and boil them down.
Okay. And if they do have to be shelled, what kind are they? What kinds do you have that you shell to cook?
Well, it's mostly peas that you have to shell.
Okay. Butter beans too.
Butter beans.
Okay. What do you call the tops of turnips or beets that can be eaten, cooked and eaten?
Salad.
How's that?
Salad.
Okay. And what do you call corn that's simply shucked and cooked and eaten, you know, in your hands off the cob?
Off the cob. Well, I call it roast nest.
Okay. And do you all have a little animal? A little animal runs around wild. It looks kind of like a squirrel, but it's smaller than a squirrel, and it runs along on the ground. It has light brown with darker stripes on its body. It's a little fellow, about like that.
There's none right here.
We don't have
none. Uh-huh. That's what told me up in Leesburg. They didn't know what a chipmunk. It didn't have chipmunks down here.
No.
Somebody told me that a chipmunk was a bird too. Have you ever heard of chipmunk?
No, he ain't a bird.
Okay.